is Alice McKenzie, the representative of the Wood Sox. This is February 23rd, 755 Wood Street.
Back on Ridge Street.
When
I guess it's like in 1980, I guess. Because I went to Piedmont. I went to Piedmont, D.C. about 1979, I believe, 1980.
So this is a family neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You wanted to come back.
Yes, I love the street. Here. Love the street.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This street, I think, is one of the prettiest streets in Charlottesville.
Yeah, it is.
Because I remember when we were younger, and we used to have the health department up there on Main Street, and coming across the bridge, and you're just looking down Ridge Street, it just reminded me of like you were in a tunnel with trees, sort of meeting. You know, it just might remind me of a tunnel. It was just always beautiful.
Do you think there's still a sense of neighborhood here on Ridge Street?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so,
especially people that are still here, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. even though, you know, you might not visit with them, but you always get a wave, and, you know, so, you know, you still feel good about living here.
Mm-hmm. That's my mother.
Gospel Hill.
We end up on Gospel Hill.
Uh-huh.
I know you're quite sure that you've heard the history.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, that's where he lived over there in Gospel Hill.
Uh-huh.
Where the hospital is.
The hospital is. The new hospital is.
The new hospital is. That's, uh-huh. That was Gospel Hill.
That's the neighborhood.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That was such a beautiful sight because you were up on this hill
yeah.
and you could see.
Uh-huh.
The hospital, and then on Jefferson Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you both go to high school here in Charlottesville?
Integrated.
That's right. It was still a school.
Still, yes, and we had integration happen as far as teacher-wise. I think we were in the 10th grade, and we had maybe five teachers come in, but it was not integrated student-wise.
Right. The white teachers started
yes.
coming in. And then when, did you have the choice to go to a school that was integrated, or did that happen by the
No, it was, we were still closed down in 67, so we went to Burley. I don't know if it was a choice.
We didn't have a choice at that point.
Because that's the way, I think when the section was set up to, so where you had to go within, because I know Donovan went to Lane, they integrated Lane High School, but I don't know
I think
named one of the neighbors, the Martin Boys, mm-hmm. and the Paynes was the integrated Lane High School, which was before we went. But I don't know whether it was the way it was set up, whether we had the choice to go. I can't remember.
But we
talked
to Nikki Gohan-Lyle
right.
today, and apparently, she must be just a little younger.
No, we both are
the same.
So it must have been. You could have gone last year.
Last year you could have.
Yeah.
But then you're just a little younger.
So mm-hmm.
And so
I went to. I enjoyed. I mean, I tell my sisters that, you know, the I just appreciated. I mean, your teacher, your extended family there, mm-hmm. you know, and because they cared about this family. They were your parents.
It was an extended family that the neighborhood also had.
The African.
Yes. Hi, Jimmy. This is my brother, Jimmy.
Hi. And remember how the neighborhood looked years ago, because we've had information that suggests that it was really very beautiful.
Because I remember walking home from school, and especially in the springtime of the year,
the trees were budding and flowering
and stuff, and the grass was green. It's almost like looking through a kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how pretty was, and I just enjoyed the street. And it's still a beautiful street. I still see it the same way, you know.
It's changed considerably.
All the new development and
the additional low income housing.
Right. Yeah. And the turn down of a lot of the historical homes that were here.
Right.
You know, cutting the street up the way this city did. I mean, that has been one. And I think to me that just did a lot of
it just destroyed
when they probably can just cut this air and can just put us back in this hole, you know,
cut you off
mm-hmm. and even when I remember the street sweepers and the man used to pick up the trash in the street, you know, and even those services stop existing now, you know. The street sweeper doesn't.
The street sweeper
don't come to this area anymore, no. I've seen the street sweeper out here maybe once or twice in many years.
Because he was down on the other part of Ridge Street. It was either this morning or yesterday morning. It's not a regular thing. And I can remember it was a regular thing. When you come and sweep the street, you would see them. But it's once in every now and then you'll see the street sweeper.
Many of the families that you grew up with on the Ridge Street area stayed here for the past year? Are some of your childhood friends still here in the area?
Well, Pinky's mother's still here. Ms. Vernon is still here. The Swifts are still here.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carter.
Not Miss Irma Carter.
Mrs. Carter,
Virginia Carter.
It worked in the school system. Her family.
We all have an oral history of her family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else. And Mrs. Dawson and
mm-hmm.
and.
I would not interview.
You all have any?
Not really. She's so elderly that we have an earlier interview with her.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
Okay.
And we're using that because she's quite elderly, isn't she? Over 100?
Her daughter lives in Washington, and that's where she lives at now, too. She stays with her. She owns seven pieces of property out here on Ridge Street, and this is her home place is right up on Ridge Street, so she's another person that you all might want to
at some point. We're kind of running out of time. But she lives in Washington.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she still owns property out here.
On this street?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She still owns home up there. The lady that lives next door to Mrs. Brown, Goody Brown's mother. She still mm-hmm. Alan that house anyway. She never sold this home. Oh, she still owns it.
What sort of things did you all, you and your friends, do with your children growing up in New York? What were
your... Diane. She's a year younger than I am. Diane, my sister.
You said
Diane. She's a year younger than I am.
It's seven children.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're talking about
sort of like hang together. And like we used to play marbles. We would play marbles with the kids down the street. We would go to the creek and catch tadpoles and over 10 hunting rabbits and just fun things like that.
Mr. Nemo's. They used to go down to Mr. Nemo's. It used to be at the end of the back end of Hot Mirror, but he had a lot of land, and you always go down there and pull those horses.
No, that wasn't Mr. Henley. But he had horses, and we used to go and, you know, just chase the horses. You know, did fun things. We didn't get into
it. Mr. Nemo.
He owns a property. He's no longer living, but I think some caterers have that land down that they these two women, I think they're playing.
It's at the end of
Midway down on Hot Mill Road, and you had to go up through a little road to get back up in the back. And he had a lot of problems out there.
And we used to just go through the woods and play, and what was your experience on Richie? Basically, with African Americans, there wasn't families, although there were a few white families.
He had a daughter. He died, and the wife died, and the daughter ended up. What's the man who used to live down here in his house where George Ford owns now? The family used to live down there. Mr. The Pace.
The Pace lives in their home
So you've seen Charles Hill change quite a bit over.
And also the businesses up on Winnica Hill, where that was a thriving community in itself, because we went to Jefferson School, and just coming home from school and stopping at Mr. Andrew's store.
We used to go up there all the time
and get cookies and like that, and candy, you know, and those type things. And just remember that whole area. The Allen store, which is what used to be down here by this is the street of that down here by First Street or something. That housing project down there. Mr. Allen store. He had a store.
And on the Garrett
Street area. There was a store down there.
There were a lot of little
neighbors. Oh, right. The owners were quite of course they didn't fix the property up, so if they didn't fix the property up, they condemned them. So
Vinegar
Hill, which was
Vinegar Hill.
I think I like some of the properties, and you might want to check for to make sure, but from what I understand that you know, the people rent it from some of those people over there. So they didn't know when they found out that, I guess, when the city was going to come along, they didn't have to fix the property up. They fixed the money.
It was fantastic.
They
paid for the property.
I have no idea. Because some of the people that you might want to talk to, I think you've been talking to Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Johnson.
He's
right.
Johnson.
On Wood Street.
The pretty Wood Street.
Mr. Wyatt Johnson. Because he had a home over there.
And he knows the history of Vinegar Hill.
He can tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So before you all go out, get his name down and number.
He would be a great person that you talk to. Because like I said, he lived there.
Mr.
Johnson.
Right.
Johnson. Uh-huh.
Now, is he an
Afro-American?
Church do you go to?
Not
Oh, so are you going to be, can you go on March 4th?
Yes, I know. If I
Al was Mr. Trueheart.
Yeah,
he was a great, was it uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great grandmother's brother. And he was like the superintendent of the Sunday school up there for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was at Malvern.
Do you have any history at all with the founding of Mount Zion in your family at all?
No. I have a book on Mount Zion, and it tells some history about Mr. Trueheart. I do have a book at the house. It was dated like, I think, 1950 or something. Mm-hmm. And it gives it. So I do have that book at home. I can.
Sure.
Great.
It was more of a knit community because people were, they had to support one another.
Each other.
They had to cohesive, because you couldn't buy it any place else. So. And then the breakdown a lot of times happened at, you know,
sure.
When it did happen, that went out and started buying from other parts of the neighborhood, and other buildings. You know, by the time that was the same way, you know, when it became, you know, you were able to, you know,
buy it right.
I think it was great.
It was good in one way, and then it was bad in another, because a lot of people who had little businesses and stuff, you know, like John said, you know, when people were able to go out, you know, and just out from within,
yeah,
it was a lot of money that it was filtered out from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that unity that you had then.
Not a lot.
Some families who really didn't support the efforts to desegregate the schools because they felt it was not really good for the community. What was the attitude of your family towards the people like Mr. Ferguson, who were so active in desegregation?
Okay, like Mr. Williams came down and talked to my mother and father about, you know, Diane, which is a year younger than I am, and let's see, it was
Cody
and Carl. They went to Johnson School, and at that time, I think they could have went, who was it, Jefferson?
Yeah, but they went to
but they went to Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she was all, you know, they were first.
Johnson, you know, the white was all
right.
Right.
During that time, I think it just like started.
It took a few children from the area. I can't remember about that part.
I remember
something about that, and I know they went to.
Yeah, they went to Johnson
School.
And it was
your young girl?
Yeah, she was a year young, Diane and Carl. I think just Diane and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Williams might know a little bit about that, because he was the one that talked to my parents about letting my two sisters asking, you know,
mm-hmm.
about them going to Johnson School.
Mm-hmm. That's Johnson School that's over by Johnson Village?
Mm-hmm. On Cher Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But, you know, we never had a problem with that, and
You know, it wasn't something that we were angry against Mr. Ferguson or anybody or any other activist who was doing something for me. But, you know, that was never perceived in anything.
Wasn't there a campaign to go door to door to ask people to enroll their children in the white schools so that they would desegregate the schools that way? Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember. And I'm sorry, it might have happened, but I don't remember how it was done.
Today, in 1995, what is your opinion of how things are on Ridge Street as far as race relations and how the community and how people get along with each other? Are you happy with the way things are now, or are you concerned about some aspects of things today?
I don't think it's anything with the people within the community that you really need to really worry about. I think it's the other outside, everything else that has
anything to do with try to keep the neighborhood up.
You have to have a...
What do you think are the things that threaten the community here on Ridge Street? What would you say? Is it development? Is it automobile traffic?
I think you're going to hit a lot of things.
It's traffic.
And just in general, the city of the government here in Charlottesville, you know.
Neglected this area.
Right. Neglected this area, and it's a constant thing where you feel that
you're almost like you're
begging for whatever it may be for your area. You know, it's just like you're overlooked for so many things. And yes, they cut this street up. Yes, they pushed us back in a hole. But they've got to realize that people here on this street, taxpayers, we are just as much as this community, are part of this community as any other street around here, whether it be Jefferson Park, whether it be Park Street. You sit down, you think about history. You know, there's a lot of history on Ridge, about Ridge Street that.
There's much history here.
And anywhere else. And when they talk about historical areas, you know, Ridge Street doesn't even come within the realm or even in the smoke of the city officials or the city as far as talking about history. And it's nice that you're talking about preserving some things, but I mean, this should be just natural things when it should be naturally filtered into the city anyway, because we are part of the city. But it has hasn't been, and it hasn't been for many years, you know, since the people who owned the shops and who moved out.
The wealthier white people moved out, basically.
Right, and it was almost like forgotten. The forgotten area.
Making changes, none of which are all that good.
Making changes to appease other areas, but yet still not recognizing this area for anything else but a way to come through here, a way to add more congestion to get other places. And those are kind of things that the city is doing to Ridge Street. It's not for Ridge Street. It's for the good of the city.
How do you feel about the Meadowford Parkway? Have you gotten involved in that at all?
Well, the Ridge Street Neighborhood Association, we went down and spoke with them. Mm-hmm. And we also went down there the night and spoke about, this other, about widening the Ridge Street and almost they were talking about putting like three lanes out here, you know, this is another suggestion to this feasibility study. I guess
it's
no, not that one. This one was down at City Hall, down at the Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when it's, like I say, for the wealth of some other area, then everything is okay to hit Rich Street. But that, you know, this needs to happen on a regular basis, not just when it's going to be economically okay for some other area to go through Ridge Street, to use Ridge Street. I mean, this street has just been abused for the use for other areas, and it's time that they need to stop it and not only abuse it. I mean, if they're going to do something, do it for Ridge Street and not to be used to do something to use as a vehicle to go other places.
What do you think can be done about helping and preserving Ridge Street? For example, are there political solutions? What feel represents your interests?
I would say where we're at, I would just go and pick out one particular person, because number one, everybody on city council is elected by the people. And you shouldn't feel that you have to pick out one particular person that you have to have an ally with. I mean, those people are elected officials to serve everybody and not for just a few people.
Well, does that mean that you would like a system of city government where we elected people from wards? We elect all of our city councilors at large. In some places, they have a system of electing them, like they do in the county, they elect them from districts. But do you favor electing people to city council from wards?
I really don't have any comment about that. I feel that when you elect city officials for anything, they're supposed to be there to serve the whole and look at it as you know, and nobody should have to feel that they have to have these privilege or have special privileges. It should be an equality thing, which it has not been, but especially African American neighborhoods. That's fact, and that's any way you look, you want to weigh the scale, how much it's we're less when it comes to anything, and it shouldn't be that way. Less of anything. We should be equal all the way around.
Less services is where it's always going.
All
the African American neighborhoods, it's not scattered throughout the city.
They could be scattered houses. And it's not people up in arms about not wanting people to look at what's happened in the area, and so they could say that, you know, when they're going to make a statement like that, it's totally wrong. No one's against that. It's just that, why do you always feel that whatever happens in the black neighborhoods become the dumping grounds for everything? We become the dumping grounds, but at some point we never become anything but dumping grounds for a lot of things. It shouldn't be that way. And like I say, facts speaks for itself.
Well, do you have any hope then? I mean, are you pessimistic or optimistic? She asks the tough questions.
Well, the neighborhood is coming around. People are taking a more interest in the neighborhood.
So, the
thing about it is, we as people don't step in the hand from nobody, because, you know, we can do it ourselves, but all we want is, if it's going to be handouts given, and they're giving to everybody else, why not give it to divide the pie up and make it equal? Everybody wants to be an equal share of everything.
Thank you.
Seeing family coming in and
coming back.
Yeah.
You said this is a path for bringing people together. As far as the Ridge Street Neighborhood Association seems to go.
You like?
It kind of lasts for a while, doesn't it? So the Neighborhood Association,
yes. Is it always here, but it's before we just kind of began to happen.
Again, yeah, because I remember when Mrs. Poindexter, she's there now, she's the active member of the Ridge Street Association, then Ms. Madeline. It was neighbors getting together, going in there to the meetings and stuff like that, and
it was decided already. I mean, whatever suggestion was put in, it was almost like the gavel had been, you know, so whatever was decided was decided.
And by the time the neighborhood was really aware of what was going on,
Were you aware
of what was going on?
You know, I remember when Mr. Tassano was, that was before he became in office, he had called and asked, you know, what about a low income apartment building put out here. And but I asked the phone that day, and I was saying, you know, it's nice. I said, somebody have to have somewhere to live. It's nice to have, I said, but we have enough out here. We have First Street developing down there, and we have Oak Ridge. And I just told myself, I just think we have enough out here. But I didn't realize that it was going to be one put out here.
What are the things you would hope specifically? For example, would you like to get rid of that fast food place up on the corner there?
What fast food
place? Yes. It's across from the place that beautiful old red brick house.
Oh, 14 Red Street. You're talking about right there where Mr. Fleming has his
Yes.
You know, I remember when that was, what was it, a Lucky 7 or 7-Eleven? I remember. And I can't really even remember who was there before that. But
it's all within your memory.
It was a house there, I think, at one time.
It would be nice if it was a market owned by an African American person, or we had within this neighborhood, because I remember going through all the, like, Mrs. Fleming, when she had her store down here, there was a store right down here where this white apartment is, right next door to Mrs. Mrs. Fleming owned that. It was a little store there. That was a store at one point.
So if there was some African American owned businesses.
Or either some type of a culture center or something within the area.
any old buildings become available instead of turning them into apartments and turning them down.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was some type of a business, something for the community.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're building a building down here in the park when that gets done, but that's not the same thing. That wouldn't even have the same meaning as a cultural center within the community.
We got a concept.
Right. Right. They're going to do another building, and they're going to have some, you know, there'll be a space in there for things, but it's having a cultural center within the community is, I mean, that's not the same thing. The park is not the same thing. They were talking about that. It was they did an article some time ago. It was about a couple of years ago when we were first talking about the church coming up the hill. Somebody was saying it, making some suggestions that it would be a nice either like a museum. I think it was a museum or a culture something. It was to the fact it was in the Observer, I believe. Mm-hmm. Like if I can remember, I can't remember.
Well, it would be nice where you could have a place in a neighborhood where the history of black people who have, you know, making a mark in the community, making a difference in the community, and even the ones who are dead and gone. If people like that just, you know, recognize that. Especially for the young kids,
there's nothing that these young people can put their hands on. They need something.
Where's Charles here?
Where's that connection?
Everything
comes from Charles here.
A few people know the history and stuff, but it needs to be put out there where people, even people from out of town, that come in, you know, could go and visit where they had some kind of black historic history of
right.
People who live here, that live here in Charlottesville. It's, it was really nice.
There used to be so many more role models in the African American community when the small businesses were run by the
Because I remember as a child, you know, coming on Vinegar Hill and seeing all these businesses owned by go to the movies on Sundays and leave the movies and stop in some of the little stores
and
buy
books
and
things like that. It's just,
as children you had no really sense of what you had until it now as an adult you see what's gone and what is not here now. Now you can say that. And
so your overwhelming feeling is a sense of loss, in a sense, for the community.
Oh, loss. Yeah. And there's nothing that really says
they were even existing. What is it?
Yeah.
A street that runs through.
I mean, that the street, Woodcock Lane, is named after a family. You know, but there's nothing that can add up. But there's nothing that you. What can you visibly say that you say? Where's the community? And where's the community of the African American? You know, where's the sense of anything? There's nothing that you can just visibly put your hands on.
Mm-hmm.
with some, you can say Council Park or that, but, you know,
but what is it physically that you can see?
The Omni, over all that, is nothing but a hill of buildings.
I understand the Elmhurst County Historical Society has been talking about some plans with the neighborhood associations.
Thank you very much.